This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Four new Steamboat Springs police officers have just finished their training at the police academy, and they are officially on the force as of 3 o'clock this afternoon. They are Brendan Andrews and Ellie Crouch, both graduates of Steamboat Springs High School. Ellie's also the girls' basketball coach at the middle school. Jean Lee was a firefighter in Honolulu for 20 years and then a community service officer in Steamboat before joining the force. Lonnie Shaw is from Fort Collins. Detective Sam Silva is being promoted to sergeant, and Mark Beckett receives his commander badge. The ceremony is at Centennial Hall. The Moffat County Fair has wrapped up. Abby Martinez won the grand champion Market Swine heading into the weekend. Now it's time for the Rout County Fair. The horse shows continue today and tomorrow with a 4-H dog show also on Tuesday. All of the fun is at the fairgrounds in Hayden. The Steamboat Gravel Ride had 3,000 cyclists at the starting line on Yampa Street Sunday morning in Steamboat. Then they're riding all over Rout County. Both professional and recreational riders joined the race, which has received international attention, with 50 states and 20 countries represented. Amy Charity runs the Steamboat Gravel Ride.
This is a huge event on not only for our county, but on an international scale. So what it really means for Rout County is because of all these people who come here, we're able to give back to a lot of different local causes. It's great. It's incredible to have an international event in Rout County.
Some of those local causes are the Community Ag Alliance, Rout County Riders, and the Boys and Girls Club. The fastest male overall for the 142-mile ride was Keegan Swenson from Heber City, Utah. Lauren DiCrescenzo of Atlanta was the fastest female. There were also the winners of Lead Boat. 90 of the 3,000 riders did Lead Boat. They raced a 100-mile mountain bike race in Leadville on Saturday, and then the 142-mile SBT gravel ride on Sunday. And finally, don't forget to zipper merge in the construction zone along Highway 40 and Steamboat. Use both of those lanes until the merge point. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.